Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I attended the Farm Broadcasters Annual Convention in Kansas City. Over the past 35 years, I've attended almost all of the NAFB events, and this year's convention attracted a near-record crowd. It was very exciting. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue spoke and took questions from the audience for more than an hour. He reminded us why secretaries of agriculture rarely miss a convention. It is a perfect opportunity to communicate his message across the country. I also was at the Ag Roundtable Luncheon this week here in Washington, D.C., where Stephen Sensky, Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, spoke. And having had the chance to hear from the secretary and deputy, both of them, in the past week, I can say they have strong support from the ag industry. We are convinced that they have our back. Their priority issues are our priority issues. Trade, for instance. And I quote, "We need to improve the North American Free Trade Agreement, but do no harm," according to Secretary Perdue. He expressed his frustration with Europe and there are many barriers to our exports. He made clear that a bilateral agreement with the UK can be negotiated. Farm bill. Congress needs to get it done. The current bill will carry us through next year. My experience is that farm bills never get done until the last minute. We can hope to have a bill by the end of next year. Secretary Perdue said, and I quote again, the 2018 bill will be evolutionary, not revolutionary. I think he's right. Immigration. Agriculture needs the labor to pick the strawberries and milk the cows and butcher the hogs. The secretary said the administration understands that Congress is working on legislation to provide legal labor for our industry, and they need to hurry and get it done. Infrastructure. Deputy Secretary Sensky made clear the priority for the Trump administration has for locks and dams, roads and bridges, and seaports. Tax reform, that is the hottest piece of legislation out here right now. House and Senate need to pass their tax bills. The bills will not be the same. And then they need to be negotiated together. And if a final bill can be put together and pass both the House and the Senate, President Trump will sign it. The goal is to pass tax reform before Christmas. Good luck. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.